Blog Talk Radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life.
Good evening and welcome to Atlanta Life Radio Presents, There is Life After Layoffs. Join the conversation with our show host and blogger, Ali, on her emotional journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. The opinions expressed on this radio program are for information and or inspirational purposes only. Now, as we say each and every week, grab your journal or a piece of paper and a pen, because we know in tonight's conversation, you're going to hear something that you're going to want to write down so that you can recall it later and tell a friend. Also, we want to thank all of our veterans. Today is Veterans Day, and we do not want to go without saying that we appreciate all of our veterans and their families for the sacrifices that they make so that shows like this are possible. So now join me in our virtual applause as I welcome our show host, Ali, to the air. Ali?
Hello, everyone, and I, too, join Mel D in saying Happy Veterans Day to all of our servicemen and women. We certainly do appreciate you and the sacrifices that you've made for our country, so thank you. And with that, I say welcome to another episode of There is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Ali, your host, and it is always, always a pleasure to be your guide as I take this journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. And you know what? It has truly, truly been a time of truth, transparency, but most of all, a time of growth in my life. And along with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who helped to guide the conversation, our goal is to encourage you to explore new and uplifting ways to rediscover and walk in your life's purpose. And together, we will support one another through this journey, and so I invite you to join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com, and please continue to follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And as always, if you wish to contact us directly, you can do that via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please continue to follow us on social media. You can find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And I'm also on Instagram at #AllieWard45. And please remember to like us on Facebook. You can find me at There is Life After Layoff, and you can find Atlanta Life Radio on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio. So on behalf of myself and the entire There is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. So before I get started, I want to say please bear with me tonight because I'm actually feeling the effects of running a road race in 35-degree weather this past weekend. So my voice is a little scratchy, but we're going to get through it together. And I know it'll be a powerful show. So tonight, I am once again excited to have yet another very special guest joining me. And our guest, she not only has a very compelling layoff story to share, but also you're getting ready to learn about the commitment and passion that she has for teaching people how to create their own economy. It is really an inspiring story. But in just a moment, I will introduce her and welcome her to the show. But first, I want to always encourage our listeners to please call in, join the conversation. If you want to make a comment or if you want to ask our guest a question, you can do that by calling 347-324-5246. And please make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. And we'll start taking your calls just after our break at 7:30. And just one more brief announcement, and then we'll get started with our show tonight. If you missed a live show and you want to catch up on what you've missed, you can do that through the Atlanta Life Radio website, again, at www.atlantaliferadio.com. So easy because we have an automatic player box on the programming page. Just click on the show you want to listen to, and it'll start playing for you automatically. And at, for your convenience, we are also on iTunes, people. Take it with you when you're on the go, if you're working out. All you have to do is search for Atlanta Life Radio on the podcast, and there you'll find us. And tonight's show will be available within 30 minutes or less after the show airs, and all of our past recorded shows are available now. So we continue to say thank you for tuning in to the live shows as well as catching up on what you may have missed. So now we're actually ready to get started with our program and our with our guests. I was fortunate enough to have been introduced and connected to our guest tonight by a mutual friend of ours, Miss Kimberly Wright, who is the CEO of John Ashton PR. She was a past guest on the show, so shout out to Miss Kimberly if you're listening. But anyway, Miss Kimberly, she invited me to be a member of a Facebook group that was created by tonight's guest, and you're going to love this name because when I learned about the group, immediately I was drawn to it just because of the name. Here it is. It's called Girl Just Quit Community. Okay, isn't that great? That's powerful. It says it all in the name. So we're going to let our guest actually talk about the group and how she got started with it and where it all came from a little later in the show. So it is certainly without further ado that I introduce our special guest for this evening, Ms. Brandy Butler, podcast maven and digital strategist and the proud owner of Brandy Butler Online. So with that, I say welcome to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, Ms. Brandy.
Ooh, hello, Allie. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm excited about our conversation. So, you know, let's get started. We always want to start off by having our guests share a little bit about yourself and share your story with us. What do you want us to know about Brandy Butler?
Well, what I want you to know about me is that I am a passionate woman. I feel like everyone is here on assignment. Whether you have figured out your assignment or not, we are here to carry out an assignment.
Yes.
And once you commit to that assignment, you just do not know how many doors open and how fulfilling your life is. So that's what I want you to know about me, is that I'm very passionate about people figuring out what their assignment is and committing to do that assignment.
Wow, okay. That gives us a little bit of insight into who you are. But, you know, the million-dollar question that we always ask, and I kind of alluded to it at the start of the show, you have a very compelling layoff story and a layoff experience. So I want you to, you know, share with us what was that about and how did you handle your layoff experience?
Okay. Well, I'm probably similar to a lot of women who are listening and maybe some men, too, that are listening. Mm-hmm. You know, I went off to college, had big dreams of, you know, graduating college with six figures and, you know, being this little mogul and everything. And I went off to college. I was always, like, you know, the whole independent woman. And, you know, I always wanted to be a businesswoman. And so while I was in college, I decided to go into IT, you know, because I wanted to make a lot of money. And, you know, you make a lot of money in IT. So I did that and ended up at a Fortune 500 company, one of the largest employers in St. Louis. Great job, you know.
Right.
Job was so good to where, you know, whenever people would talk about this certain company, they would say, oh, you know, Brandy works there. Oh, Brandy works there. You know, my cousins, my aunt, anybody, if they met anyone who worked at this particular firm in the security industries, they would ask, you know, the people, do you know Brandy Butler? You know, because the job just got so associated with me. You know, how you become tied to these corporate identities, you know.
Yes.
And so my life was really about my job, and I was able to move up pretty fast within IT. But I was bored. You know, I really was bored, and I would try to compensate because I'm a busybody. So I would try to compensate my boredness by, you know, volunteering at work. You know, maybe I can volunteer on one of the committees or, you know, United Way, or, you know, maybe I could take a new training class or something. You know, I just kept trying to keep myself engaged, but I really was bored. And I went on to get my MBA because I realized that I wanted to move out of IT and move into marketing over to the business side, because I actually minored in marketing in college. And But I never was able to move over because, you know, some of the people that are listening, they may have experience with this. When you try to switch career fields, mm-hmm. you know, even if it's at the same employer, if that pay isn't comparable, you know, you could get your salary taken down quite a few
right.
salary bands.
Right,
right. And by me being in IT, I wasn't willing to do it at that point in time. And I was just like, oh, so it didn't happen. And finally, you know, I kept trying a bunch of different stuff to compensate at work. And finally, I got tired of that, moved on to another company
mm-hmm.
Because I was like, you know, well, maybe I just need, you know, a change of atmosphere. You
okay.
know, maybe that'll help me. So I changed this atmosphere. And it still wasn't good enough, Allie. It just, I got to this new place. You know, it was brand new for about a month. It lasted 1 month.
Oh,
and
God.
I was like, oh, this is not working. But in the meantime, when I got to that company, my schedule changed. And so I had more flexibility to do hobbies and learn more about myself. And so once I got involved with hobbies, I started a side business, and after that, it's been on ever since then. Once I started playing around and got a hobby, I really tapped into my entrepreneurial spirit,
mm-hmm.
and it's just been passion ignited ever since then.
Wow, wow. So after the month then, was that when you got laid off?
No. So the month was the honeymoon period where I was all happy to have that new job. No, I stayed at that company for about another 2 years. But let me tell you, I was miserable the whole 2 years. It was the worst that I had ever been in my life at a job because
really?
I'm a high achiever. Yeah, I'm a high achiever. And I actually was not performing well at this job. I was miserable. I ended up even having to take a stress leave. At the job. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. It was that bad. There was nowhere for me to go in this job. You know, there was nothing else for me to, like, move around to. And I knew I didn't want to, so I didn't even feel like faking the funk anymore, you know. And I knew that I wanted to, you know, to really carry out my entrepreneurial pursuits because that's when I felt alive. You know, that's when
mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm,
finally
mm-hmm.
felt passionate and on fire for something for the first time in over 15 years. And so I kind of had a messed up mindset a little bit because I felt like my job was holding me back,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
from my entrepreneurial dreams. Now I've, you know, matured a little bit since then, but at that point in time, that's where my mindset was. I felt like my job was holding me back, which it really wasn't, but it just really was not the place for me. And I ended up having to, I actually got a little bit of therapy for that because I was pregnant at the very end when I was on stress leave.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had to get therapy for that.
Oh,
and
wow.
I had to pursue God like I had never pursued him before.
Mm.
And I started meditating.
Wow.
And that really helped me so much, the whole
wow.
meditation and just being in community with God over
right.
the situation with my job.
Right.
And so from there, I ended up getting a very good opportunity to become a contractor.
Okay.
At another Fortune 500 company that was here, another very large employer in St. Louis. And so, you know, it was a temporary, you know, contract position. I had never been a contractor before, but I
right,
said, you know
right,
what?
Right.
If this opportunity has come to me, I'm going to go ahead and take it. And,
mm-hmm.
and maybe this will be like my gateway to becoming
right.
an entrepreneur. So I got at this company, and the contract was supposed to last, you know, quite a few months.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, the contract got canceled abruptly.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
And
okay.
Yeah, and can I go into a little bit more detail of how it got canceled?
Yes.
Because
yes, sure.
I just want to tell everybody how God moves.
Yes, please
so,
do.
So what happened was I started this the last job that I was at. I started that at the new year. I started it the first week of January 2014. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, I had a vision board parties because I throw different events here in St. Louis. So I was throwing a vision board event. And
mm-hmm.
on my vision, when I did my vision board, I put Lisa Nichols
mm-hmm.
on my vision board. And if
okay.
anyone's listening and you don't know who Lisa Nichols is, Lisa Nichols was in the book The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
She's a huge transformational leader, speaker. And I put her on my vision board, and then I wrote my business plan for 2014. And in my business plan, I said, I will be trained by Lisa Nichols this year.
Wow.
And so within like a month or so after that, I got this check in the mail. It was like some extra money. And I said, God, show me what to do with this extra money. And I said, you know, show me how you want me to use it.
Right.
And it just so happened that Lisa Nichols was having an event.
Wow.
And I got the email for it right after I got that check. So
oh, my goodness.
I went ahead. I said, well, I'm going to sow this seed. So I went ahead and I put the money towards the event.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was on, so a couple of months passed, I'm at the airport heading to the Lisa Nichols event, and I get the call while I'm waiting on the airplane that I got laid off.
Oh, wow.
And so I was just like, wow. But it was so weird because I couldn't cry. You know, I couldn't really cry because I was ready to go from their job. You know, I was.
Yeah, right.
And
right,
I had got to the point with God where I was like, Lord, take me now. You know, I was just, I was miserable. You know, I really caught that into my existence.
Oh, wow.
And so, so I got the call on the way to Lisa Nichols, and I said, well, you know what? The way that all of this is happening, you know, this is all a setup for a breakthrough. So I'm not going to be depressed about it.
Exactly.
I know that God
right.
does everything for a reason. And
right.
so, yeah, I was laid off in May of 2014.
Oh, wow. Wow. And you know what? It's so funny because that's kind of similar to how, you know, what happened to me. I was at a point where I just knew I couldn't do it anymore. And I knew that I wasn't walking in my purpose. I knew there was a bigger plan in the works for me, and but I just didn't know what it was. So, you know, that's when I started praying. I said, God, please, I can't do this anymore. What is it that you have for me? You know, what is the purpose?
Yeah.
Lead me to that purpose. And I said, show me my purpose. And it's funny because I joke about it all the time. I say, he showed me out the door is what he did. He showed me right on out the door. But at that moment, just like you, you didn't cry. I didn't cry either. I mean, I felt it was a sense of relief. I was like, oh, my gosh, thank you, Jesus, you know, because I don't believe that I would have done it on my own because of the responsibility I felt to my family, you know.
Absolutely.
And I didn't want to let it fall all on my husband's shoulders. And I was, you know, but I knew, I heard from God in that moment that he said he would provide. And, you know, you can't not believe what he says, you know.
That's
I just
right.
knew. So, and you know what, that leads me to want to ask you about a quote that I saw on your website because it just
oh,
really,
Lord.
No, this is a good one. This is a good
okay.
one. It's the quote that where you said, I surrendered to my intuition and honored my genius. From there, I developed a system for success. I want you to talk about what that means to you and how you live in that.
Okay, so, you know, the whole time that I'm gonna talk about my entrepreneurial journey because
okay.
it you know it started off one way and it ended up another way. Because
okay.
I started off with jewelry,
okay.
And then but somebody told me, Brandy, you got something way bigger in you. Like your message is supposed to be bigger than it. And so my entrepreneurial journey for me, you know, it's not really just about the money.
Mm-hmm.
This has been the vehicle that has really strengthened my faith because there have been so many different things that have happened that I know it has been God. You know,
yes.
like the different
yes,
events
ma'am.
That have happened since then
mm-hmm.
and the different people that I come in contact with and that I connect with, I know that all of those things have happened from a spiritual place, you know,
yes.
not just by happenstance. So
right.
this has really been the vehicle that has really solidified my faith. You know, I've always
yes.
been in faith, but I've never had to lean on God like I do now. And
right.
so, you know how sometimes you see different things,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, oh, you know, I want to do that. You know, you may have an aspiration of what you'd like to become. And
right.
a lot of times, like, when you're just aspiring to be something, there's a certain period where you're like, I wonder if this will work, or I want to be there
yeah,
one
right.
day. You know,
right.
and once I got laid off, I didn't have time to aspire anymore. You know,
that
I had to
done.
Fully walk into that thing, you know.
Right, right, right.
And so once I walked into it, you know, people were like, you know, Brandy, you're brilliant. Or, you know, you know, you got it or you're a beast and, you know, all of this stuff. And I'm getting all these accolades from everyone else.
Right.
But I hadn't really walked into it to receiving it myself. And So once I realized, like, this is me and I have these gifts and I started standing in my power, then I just had to surrender to all of the intuition that I had been building up over these years, like, oh, I think this will work, or, you know, I think I can do this. You know, I really had to realize, like, yeah, you know, my intuition was exact. I can do exactly what it was that I think that I was purposed to do. I was purposed for that, and I just had to become it. And then after, once I owned it, then I had to get better at it.
and I had to create
a system, you know, so that I could stay productive and you know, increase my power, increase my productivity, and increase my reach to people.
Wow, that's good right there. So you said that you felt like you were led into walking into your purpose. Why do you feel that it's important for people to live and walk in their purpose?
You know, purpose gets thrown around so much nowadays. And you know, I hear cynics all the time saying, you know, that purpose is so cliche. And, I think that purpose sounds cliche if you haven't experienced it.
Oh,
it's not,
that's good right there.
if you've experienced it, it's not cliche. Because when you walk in your purpose, you are so on fire for what it is that you're doing.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're willing to die doing that thing. You know, you're willing, you believe in that thing so much that you are willing to give up everything, you know, not your family and everything like that, but material, you know, ego, all of that. You are willing to put all of that stuff aside in order to do the thing that is connected with your purpose.
Wow.
And so for me, you know, even though I was good at all the jobs I had before, I didn't have any purpose in it. And so, you know, being in corporate, and I don't know how it is in other fields, but I'm going to say in IT, the field that I was in with project management, I was in quality assurance. Well, if you know anything about quality assurance, we get looked at a lot as red tape. And so we get beat up a lot because people don't feel like doing the extra testing, doing the extra steps. They look at us as a roadblock. So you get so many people trying to fight over different things. And I was like, you know, I don't want to fight over this. You know, like, I don't care about this. You know, I wasn't on fire enough to fight for that because, you know, I think that bureaucracy and red tape and politics is silly. So I was like, you know, I don't, you know, y'all can have that, you know, when they get to, you know, trying to CYA and all this red tape. And I just, you know, I was just really blah. You know, I really felt blah. I felt like I was sucking up air and that I was just there, you know, milking the clock. You know, I just felt blah. But now I'm working the hardest that I've ever worked in my life. But
and
I
love
it.
You love it. And so it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And
but you're enjoying it.
I enjoy it. And the type of people that I work with, I work with people who are all trying to better the world in some type of way, either through health, finances, abundance, mindset. You know, so I work with just a great set of people, and by working with them, I become better. And so I love what I do, and I love the type of people that I work for, and it's something that I can absolutely stand for. You know, I know that I'm doing what it is that I'm supposed to do.
Wow. So tell us about Brandi Butler Online and the types of services that you offer.
I'm sorry, Allie, I had taken a sip of water.
That's okay.
So with Brandi Butler Online, I help entrepreneurs, mostly speakers, authors, and coaches, to build up and boost their platform, their online platform, wherever services may be needed with that. You know, it may be autoresponders or learning about sales funnels, different things like that. But I really emphasize speakers, authors, and coaches having their own podcast shows.
Okay.
Because I really feel like positive messages can really counteract some of the negative junk that are going on in subculture. Specifically in the African American subculture, you know, there's so much junk that goes on in the radio shows and hip hop. And don't get me wrong, I like hip hop. But, you know, we got to be real. It's a lot of junk. And
you're right. You're right.
Yeah, it's a lot of junk and filth. And so there are so many people who actually have such positive messages and are healers and are able to teach people, you know, whole new behaviors and that can impact the legacy. And so those people, they need to get their messages out, because if enough of them got their messages out, imagine the impact they could have on society.
Yes, yes. And you said, you talked about it in your bio on your website, garbage in, garbage out, GIGO, you know, as the computer programming term. And that's absolutely correct. We've dealt with that here on this show about being responsible in media, and that's one of the focuses that, you know, we have on There Is Life After Layoff in Atlanta Life Radio. We want to present responsible and be responsible in media, because there's too much. It's gotten out of hand, actually, you know, some of the stuff that's out there.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of times, and I haven't, to the point now, I don't even hear people really trying to fight it anymore. I know when I was younger, you know, and gangster rap and stuff started coming up. And don't nobody knock me, because I'm not just necessarily knocking gangster rap. I used to listen to it. I still listen to some of it. But I remember specifically when I was growing up, a lot of people would they would bash the people who would say, "Well, we need to watch, you know, what's in these songs." And then people say, "Oh, well, artists, they're not supposed to be your child's role model," you know, and that's true. That's true. But if you're in an atmosphere where all you hear is junk,
right,
and that's all you hear, you don't even know that there's a better life for you, you know.
Exactly.
You don't even know.
Become a product of your environment.
Yes, exactly. And so, you know, for grown people, it's easy for us to say, "Oh, well, you know, they're not somebody's role model," but you know, you got these babies that are coming up, and they need to know that there's other possibilities out here.
Yes.
And I know for me, there were a couple of podcasts that helped me out, you know, when I was in the darkest period of my life. And, you know, they really helped me to reshape my life, because I really wanted a reality that I didn't see, you know, that wasn't.
That's good right there.
Yeah, so the reality that I wanted, I didn't know anybody that was living it. You know, I would see people here and there, but by me being exposed to these podcast shows and learning a whole new mindset, I learned about a whole new opportunity and a whole new way of living. And it made it very real and tangible for me. And so it helped my life. It helped me to move out of that dark place that I was in. And so I feel like if it was able to do that for me, then I know it could do it for other people. And that's why I really want to spread more positive messages, because it really can impact somebody. And if you get the right person, they really will implement whatever you teach them, and it will help to shape their new life.
Well, you're absolutely right, because there are several people that have been instrumental in shaping my outlook. And, you know, as a parent, I feel responsible that, you know, I need to expose my children to that kind of thing, because, yeah, they can, you know, they're not going to be in front of us all the time, but when they are around myself and my husband, we make sure that we monitor what they're listening to, what they're watching, and not just taking it for granted. And, you know, some of these programs on TV that look cartoonish are really not appropriate for children.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
I've walked in on a couple of those where I'm like, wait a minute, was that a cartoon?
Right. So, you know, you can't take that for granted. And sometimes, you know, we explain it to our children and they don't always understand it. But you know what? Hey, it's an awesome responsibility to be a parent. And God holds us responsible for what we allow our children to be exposed to. And that's what I take it as, a responsibility from God. So, you know, they can get mad or whatever, but you know what? That's how it's going to be.
Right.
So, you know, at this time, I think we're going to wind down. We're going to just pause to take a short station break, and then when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation, okay? So just hang on in there with me. If you want to call in and be a part of this powerful conversation, you can reach us by calling 347-324-5246, and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. I'm Allie, your host, and I'm joined by my special guest, podcast maven and digital strategist, Brandy Butler. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, so please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, you wouldn't know the joy of life and how.
If you are just joining us, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio Presents There Is Life After Layoff. At this time, we'd like to take a moment to thank all of our faithful listeners who tune in each and every week to listen to our awesome show. We want to say thank you. And also for our sponsors, we have been blessed with many sponsors who, without their support, this show could not be made possible. So if you're interested, if you have a business or if you have a service or would like to simply be a guest on the show, please reach out to us by calling us at 678-856-7603 and leaving us your contact information, or email me, executive producer Melinda Davis, at mdavis@AtlantaLifeRadio. And now we'll return back to our show. Allie?
All right, we're back. If you're just joining us, welcome. You're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.AtlantaLifeRadio.com. And I'm your host, Allie, and we are on the air every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And please continue to follow me on my blog at www.TheresLifeAfterLayoff.com. And so tonight we're going to continue our wonderful conversation with Miss Brandy Butler, our special guest. I definitely have to ask you about Girl Just Quit Community on Facebook. Please tell our listeners about this fabulous group and how it all came about.
Well, okay, so, you know, the last job that I told you that I was at, I was building my blogging and content marketing business.
Mm-hmm.
But I had got to a place with the last job where I just felt like I had closed up, and I didn't feel like talking to anybody because I was so miserable. So
mm-hmm.
I felt like that was blocking me creatively from blogging.
Okay.
And so, you know, again, I blamed my job. I was like, oh, you know, I'm so stressed out, it's giving me writer's block.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, you know what? If I'm in so much pain and I'm supposed to be blogging, maybe I should blog about this. You know, and maybe I should release that pain. And so
Right.
I was like, okay. And so I thought about the name instead of having it on the blog that I was on. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to name it Girl Just Quit, because I'm not necessarily telling women to quit. You know, I'm not saying be irresponsible, but
right.
That's the feeling that you have when you are miserable at a job, when you feel like you are out of alignment with your purpose, you feel like, girl, just quit. You know, or if you are somebody who you complain to your girlfriends all the time.
Gosh.
You know, you might have that one girlfriend where you're always complaining about your job.
Right.
And it just gets to the point where it's like, girl, just quit. You know, just be happy. So it was, you know, I didn't mean it literally, but, you know, but it's more figuratively. But now I do think that, you know, if you are that unhappy, you know, where it's impacting you mentally and then it manifests physically, that you shouldn't just hold on, that you need to make some type of preparations in order to move on to the next thing.
Right. So what are you, are your goals, or what do you try to do within the community, and you know, how can an individual become a member of this group?
So we do a couple of things over at Girl Just Quit. So one of the things that I like to do is for some women, you know, some people, they don't even know what they want to do. They don't know what their purpose is. And
right.
It feels very scary, you know, to
mm-hmm.
even think of, you know, for some people, if you have not figured out what it is you're supposed to be doing and you're searching, it seems overwhelming. So one of the things that I like to do is to get women in dialogue about how they figured out what it was that they wanted to do.
Okay.
You know, so whether they, you know, got to trying out different jobs or trying different hobbies or trying different entrepreneurial pursuits, you know, you might have, You might have created jewelry at one point. You might have tried to do an MLM. You might have tried to sell Mary Kay or whatever, and all of that stuff may not have been your purpose, but it may have been different lessons that you learned in all of those different pursuits that prepared you for the purpose. So, you know, I try to get people in dialogue about that so that some of the women who are at that point where they don't even know what they want to do, trying to give them those steps and, you know, telling them different books and things that we've all read that helped us to get further along in our journey. Mm-hmm. And then for the other women, you know, some of the women on in their group, they're what you may call a parallelpreneur, meaning that, you know, they still work and they're growing their business on the side. So having a community where those women get to vent, you know, because when you are, you know, because when you are building a business on the side and you're working, you know, and then a lot of women, most of us have kids.
Right.
You know, so trying to balance all that, it gets tough. So having a community where everyone can speak about those type of things. Mm-hmm. And then so that's an open community for anyone who wants to join. It's facebook.com/girljustquitcommunity, and you could just ask for permission to join, and we'll let you in. And then there's another level of Girl Just Quit where a few women are very dedicated to taking their businesses and their personal brands to the next level, and they need a certain level of coaching and accountability. And so that's the Girl Just Quit Private Mastermind group. And so that's a paid mastermind. And in that group, we meet on a regular basis and we challenge each other and we support each other's different business launches and different events and give each other different viewpoints of each other's brand and each other's business because, you know, you can't operate your business in a vacuum. You know, you need to, you're not aware of your blind spots. And so it helps to have other people who can see what your blind spots are so that you can fix them.
Gotcha. And let me tell you guys, since being a member of the group, I have been so inspired by Miss Brandy and her empowering words of wisdom, and I look forward to, yes, I do. I look forward to hearing what does Miss Brandy have to say today. And I love it, and I'm telling you, you know, I've just been able to share openly, and I've been so encouraged by the other members of the community, and it's just been awesome, just a group of like-minded women and just uplifting one another, which is so refreshing, and you know that doesn't always happen in our community these days. So it's just so refreshing to get among a group of women who are all about uplifting one another. So thank you for being the brainchild of that. So it has served a great purpose.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that feedback. That is exactly what I wanted to do. I really wanted to create a safe space for women to, you know, talk about the frustrations of, you know, being unfulfilled on their job and, you know, so what's next? You know, instead of living in that space of being unfulfilled, what's the solution? What's the next steps? What are some steps that we could take in order to get you to where it is that you want to be?
Right, exactly.
Because you don't have to be the victim. You definitely can change your situation.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Sometimes we just need to learn how to get out of our own way.
Exactly.
You know, I want you to talk about how an individual can learn to create their own economy, because I know that that's partly what you do.
So, you know, and it kind of goes along with what I said about not playing a victim. You know, especially nowadays with the internet, you know, and sometimes I feel like, you know, am I in my own little vacuum? Because I you know, how some people get really depressed about losing a job or, you know, being unhappy somewhere. And I'm like, you know what, it doesn't have to be that way. You know, you really can't. Now, I'm not saying you'll be rich overnight, and I'm not saying that you'll necessarily make the exact salary, especially if you were making a high salary. You know, I'm not saying that'll happen overnight, but what I do know is that there are all type of opportunities out here. You just got to learn about them. And then once you learn about it, you figure out how does that opportunity align with your purpose, and then you get whatever knowledge you need about that, and you implement. You take action and start building it up, and whatever you put your intentions on and whatever you put action towards is going to grow.
Right.
And so, you know, and there are so many different niches out here, so many different areas, you know, where one person may be like, oh, this seems obscure. You know, it may seem obscure, but if you're somebody and you're really passionate about it and you market it a certain way, you can make money doing it, you know.
And
the barriers of entry to business are lower than they've ever been before. So, you know, before, you know, not even too long ago, you know, maybe a decade ago or 15 years ago, in order to have a business, you may have needed to come with a couple of $1,000s, or
right.
you may have needed to have, you know, a location, you know, a physical location outside of your house to have a business. You don't have to do that anymore. You know, there's different mediums on the internet where you can even start up a business, you know, without having a website, depending on what industry you're in.
Right.
And when I'm talking, I'm not talking about any schemes or any get-rich-quick stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying that, you know, the barriers of entry are so low that if you just invest whatever you do have towards your passion and you learn the business behind it, it will grow and it will provide a harvest for you. That I know, that I'm sure of. Now, some niches are more profitable than others, though.
Right.
You know, so I don't want to just make it seem like, you know, you can make money doing everything, because, you know, you might be in a pet rocks or whatever, and, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know how the pet rock industry is, so I don't want to just make a blanket statement. But, you know, there are so many different ways to make money, and if you harness the power of the internet, you know, and you do it with intention and with some knowledge behind it, you really can create your own economy and create, you know, a business that provides for you and that you're satisfied and fulfilled in.
Right. And we had a guest on our show at one point where he said you can become a success because of what you know, not because of what you do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right, because a lot of times you know, when you're an expert, you forget, you know, that this is stuff that other people don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so that, you know, that reminded me of something that you had, a statement that you had on your website. You said, education without implementation is just entertainment. I thought that was powerful.
Yeah, you know, because you can Google your life away. You know, anything you want to know, you can learn it on Google. You know, and a lot of times it's accurate. You know, now there's a lot of things on Google that are not accurate.
Right.
But that's some really good information on Google, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean a thing if you don't put it into action. So, you know, I'm going to talk about my one buddy. I have this one friend, and we use, you know, we're back from my corporate America days. And he's still in corporate America, and he is brilliant. He's brilliant. Mm-hmm. He knows all types of things. And so, you know, I'll tell him something new that I learned, you know, because I love internet business. I love internet marketing. I love blogging, all of that. So I may come to him and be all excited and tell him something new I learned. Oh, yeah, I know that. You know, and every time I tell him something, he knows it. And I'm like, well, look, why aren't you rich?
Right, exactly.
You know,
because
you know everything. But he's not implementing anything.
Wow.
You know, he doesn't even have an offer, you know, on his website. And it's like, you know what, you need to start implementing. You know, and that's a lot of people. We go and take all these classes, and the stuff that they teach in the classes is good stuff. If you implement it, you know, you can make money or create a better life, create better habits, or, you know, whatever it is. It may be some self-empowerment, which that's important too, because everything is about your inner game, you know.
Right.
But if you don't
implement
that stuff, then it's no good.
Right. So why do you think most people are don't succeed in business or are afraid to take that first step into owning their own business? What do you think that is?
I think that for some people, we dream it away.
Ooh.
You know, we don't we dream it away so much that we don't walk into their reality.
Okay.
And we get trapped in that dream phase, and we don't take the steps to make it real.
Mm.
We overthink it. I think that happens a lot. You know, I see that with a lot of people. I'm like I said, and not even just the guy friend that I was telling you about. Some of the women that I work with that I help them either in my masterminds or either, you know, my clients. We overthink stuff, and we don't play a big enough game to where we don't feel like this can be my reality too. We'll go around and we'll congratulate everybody else on their success.
Right.
You know, we'll pump up Oprah, pump up, you know, some big time coach, you know, some big professional, you know, blogger brand or whatever. We'll give all of these other people accolades and, you know, oh, they the bomb, you know, and they got it going on. And instead of us thinking of it like, oh, I got it going on.
Right.
And walking into that and owning
right
it, I think that holds people back.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Like I said earlier, get out of our own way.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's that, what you said was really key, overthinking.
Mm-hmm.
We overcomplicate things and make it look as though it's so hard. And I've come across that when I first got laid off and I was trying to start my blog. I had no clue how to do it. And I would run into snags of, you know, trying to build this blog site and what have you. And as soon as I stopped, you know, if I ran into a glitch, I would get up. That was my moment to get up, step away from the computer for a minute, come back. And it was just so simple. And I stopped overthinking it, it was just revealed to me how to, you know, find a solution to what I was up against. And I think we do that a lot of times in every area of our life. We overthink things, relationships, everything, you know. So how can we – well, first of all, do you have any upcoming events that you can share with us?
Well, actually, I do. I have a webinar coming up soon. And that will be held on November the 20th, and it'll be about getting your message out in a big way for the new year.
Okay.
And that, I don't have the page up for it, but if you go to my podcasting website, prominentandprofitable.com, you can sign up for my newsletter, and then you'll get the information on the webinar.
Okay.
And so that's the main thing I have going on now. You can always find me at girljustquit.com or, you know, join the Facebook group. You know, if you're a woman who you may not necessarily be looking to podcast yet, you may just be looking for what's the next step, you know, for your career.
Right,
you know, you
right,
can find
right.
me over at girljustquit.com or the Facebook group, facebook.com/girljustquitcommunity.
Awesome. And give us your website so that we can check you out on your website.
And my main website is brandybutleronline.com.
Oh, awesome. And you know what? Thank you so much for joining us. This conversation can continue because there's so many other things that I just wanted to talk about, but we are out of time. So I think you might be glad because I sure was going to talk about some of these 20 things from your website.
No, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. I really enjoyed my time. I want to thank you, Allie, for having me on.
Thank you. You're welcome back anytime. And, you know, anytime you want to, you know, announce any events that you have, just hit me up, and I'll be more than happy to share that because I think you sharing positive messages is so needed in the world, and I thank you for your commitment to doing that. So thank you so much for joining us.
Well, no problem. And can I just say one thing before I go?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so I just want to say that, you know, I have the Girl Just Quit community, and if I had to do it all over again, I probably would have gotten a coach about a year or so ago to help me plan out, you know, my next steps. So I'm not telling people to just go out and quit their job, but what I am saying is that when you stand in your purpose, and when you walk into your assignment, God will make provisions. So where God puts vision, he provides provision. And so even though I was scared, I've never been without a job in my working life. I started working when I was 15. I've never been without a job. And so even though, and we had a family of five, even though I lost my job, I have not missed a meal. My family has not missed a
praise
meal.
God.
The Lord has provided for us, and he has opened up so many doors, and I have gained so much favor, not just from God, but from influential people in the industry, people who have been able to help me grow my business. I have been able to grow my clientele. And so I just want to give somebody some encouragement that even though it may feel dark, you know, you may have gotten laid off, you may have gotten fired, you know, God will make a way for you. Just stay in your purpose, stay faithful, and stay positive, and know that it can happen for you. If it happened for everybody else, it can happen for you too.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that word. Ooh, thank you. Preach on. Preach. Thank you again, Brandy. I mean that from the bottom of my heart because you've inspired me in the short time that I've known you, and thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you, Allie.
Thank you.
And thank you for your show and what you're doing for women and people in general who
thank
need
you.
To know that there's life after layoff.
Thank you so much. And, you know, we always want to relate our show to Scripture. And I mentioned a statement that Ms. Brandy had on her website, and it talked about her surrendering to her intuition. And so for those of you who may not know, to me that intuition is the Holy Spirit. And so with that said, I want to relate our show to Scripture from Isaiah 11:2, and that states, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of reverential and obedient fear of the Lord." So with that scripture, what does it mean to surrender to God? To me, surrendering, as we all know from the word surrender, it is a battle term. And it implies that we are giving up all rights to the conqueror. Now, when we reach a certain age and we can make a moral choice, our own moral choices, we must choose whether to follow our own sinful inclinations or if we are going to seek God. So what that all means is that there's got to be a point in your life where you decide to follow Christ or you decide to follow God and lean on him in his understanding, not to your own understanding. To me, surrendering all is when you have a situation or issue that you're up against and you just don't know what to do and you don't know how to handle it, whether it be your family, your finances, your business, whatever, your job, then surrender it. Surrendering that area of your life to God means that you're leaning on him for guidance. That is what has pulled me through. There have been so many situations that I face and turmoil that has been raging in my life from time to time throughout the years. And once I stopped relying on my own belief system and relying on what God says, things have worked itself out. And so my challenge for you and my growth challenge work for you would be to ask yourself, what areas of my life, like I said, whether it be relationships, job, finances, business, whatever, what areas of your life are you struggling with because you have not yet surrendered it and turned it over to God? Think about that and do some soul searching, and maybe it's time to start surrendering those areas of your life over to God and give it to him and let him work it out. And just like Ms. Brandy said, if God, you know, will provide for you, he will give you what you need. If he takes you to it, he'll get you through it. So just ask yourself that question, and you'll be surprised. Because, you know, you may have something that you just don't understand and know. Why is this going on? Why am I still dealing with this? Have you surrendered it? So just ask yourself that question. So with that said, once again, I want to thank our special guest, Brandy Butler, owner of Brandy Butler Online and the creator of the Girl Just Quit community on Facebook. I want to thank her for joining us. It was definitely a pleasure. And I look forward to having her on again. And so on behalf of the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we sincerely say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. We do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us. And so what I want to let you know is that we are going to take some much-needed R&R as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday. So with that said, I'll please mark your calendars for our next show, which will air on Tuesday, December 2nd. So we won't be on air next week. Mark your calendar, December 2nd. And we will be joined by yet another special guest, a young lady who I was connected with through my association with NAPW. Her name is Victoria Madrigal. I hope I said her name correctly. And she's a very special young lady who I was connected with. And she has a heart for service that you would just be so inspired by her passion to give back to other people. And so I encourage you to please plan to join us on December 2nd and hear what this young woman of service has to offer and wants to share with us. And so with that, I say happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And until next time, on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire There's Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready. What God has for you, tell yourself. No,
I'm not giving
in you, Lord. I have my faith in. Even when it seems, that's when you love. That's when your breakthrough will begin. Known has come from you alone.